I saw you. You followed me from the coffee shop all the way back to my room. You came up the stairs instead of the elevator to draw less attention. But I knew when I opened the door to see you, I wasn't shocked. And you came in, put your hand over my mouth. The look you gave me was full of pure dominance. It was a look that said, "Say one word, and that's it." You wanted me to say no. You wanted me to fight back. And I did. At the beginning, my arms pushed up against you, scratched at you, and tried to get you off of me. But as you went on, barely even noticing me putting up a fight, I tried less and less. I couldn't keep up the innocent act. No matter how hard I wanted to fight you, I needed you. I just needed you to show me first. Show me exactly how much I needed you. You led me to the bed, forced me down on it, gave me no option to take your cock. You pulled up my dress, only to see that I had no underwear on. I know, normally good girls wear underwear, but I wasn't being good today. I knew you were coming, and I wanted to tease you. I wanted you to know exactly how much I needed you. Exactly how much of a good slut I am for you. And when you saw that I wasn't wearing any panties, the look on your face, it was like you're gonna tear into me. I knew there was no going back. There was no stopping you. It just wasn't gonna happen. You were so much bigger than me anyways. I don't even know why I wanted to fight it. How I thought I could win. There was no way. You were too strong, and I, in comparison, was tiny, feeble, weak. I couldn't win against you, even if I had help. You took your time, making sure I knew exactly who was in control. Making sure I knew exactly who was taking me. Who was raping me. Now, I no longer own my body. You owned me. I was your fuck toy. And I was gonna learn exactly how to please you, even if a few slaps and some tears were shed. couldn't help myself. I was getting wet. I felt so betrayed. My body knew I was yours, even if my mind tried to resist. I could feel it dripping down my thighs as you played with me. Make me feel like such a dirty little slut for getting wet on your fingers. But I couldn't resist. I was yours. I am yours. Your finger enter me and just press up against my G spot. Just coaxing the wetness out of me. At this point, I wasn't even fighting it. I was taking every bit of what you gave me. I don't know what it was. If it was a look in your eye, or the way you knew my body better than I did. You brought me right to the edge. But before I could come on your fingers, you slid your cock in me. Spreading that wetness all over my pussy. It's your pussy. You own it. I just happen to be your little fuck doll, and you own all of me. You own my mind. You own my body. You own my soul. I felt your hand grip around my neck and pull me back towards you. So my back was pressed up against your front, and I could feel all of you. All of you, as you thrust it in me. Making me feel so good. So good on your cock. Your hand just pressing ever so lightly. Just restricting that air and blood flow. Just a bit. Just enough to make me know that you had me. That I was yours. And that I'm not going anywhere. You're gonna fuck me until you had your fill, and when you were done, I'd still be yours. I'd be yours until you say otherwise, and that's not my choice. It's yours. You decide. When I come, you decide where I go. You decide everything. I'm nothing more than your fuck doll. I want you to come in me. Please. 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 I need it. I need it. Oh, I'm so wet. I'm so wet thinking about you. Thinking about you taking me. Do you want to hear? Do you want to hear how wet you make me? gonna come soon. Please. Please, I'll come if you let me. Please let me come. I wanna come all over your cock. As you come in me. Please. More.